As I was praying this evening, told the Lord, or reminded the Lord, I guess, I said, Lord, when we worship, we're not coming with musical instruments because we're not performance-based, but we're coming to worship in spirit and in truth. Yes. And the Word of God is the same way. I was like, Lord, we want You to be lifted up. And we want the Word of God to be what ministers to us, because man cannot do that. And we are very dependent upon the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bless us this evening. Message that the Lord had given me when we were praying about this meeting a few weeks ago. The Lord gave me this message to preach the first night, and it's entitled, Connected to Christ. Connected to Christ. Few weeks ago, I was in Malawi, and there were over, in Malawi and Mozambique, the adjoining country, there were about 1,200 of the saints' families that lost their homes because of storms that had come through. There was a hurricane that came and touched land, and it caused flooding and mudslides, and many homes were destroyed. Some of the saints lost their lives. Some of the elderly lost their lives because it happened at night. And they were not able to get out of their homes in time. And then the storm went back out to sea, and it turned around from the Indian Ocean, and it came back and hit land again. So there was great devastation, and a lot of their crops were ruined. And so there are many people, thousands of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that were going hungry. And many of them had lost their homes. So they were living in temporary structures. Those homes that were lost, most of them, if not all of them, were built out of mud bricks. They were not built on a strong foundation. They were built, many of them, just on the dirt. And so when the rains came and the floods came, it wore down and tore and caused that house to crumble and caused that house to fall. It is of a surety tonight that storms are going to come. Think about people that are from California that talk about people in Oklahoma and Missouri. It's like, why would you live there? Because there's tornadoes. It's like, well, there's earthquakes where you come from. In on the West Coast, there's earthquakes. There's going to be storms and disasters that come wherever you live. Whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, whatever it might be, there are going to be storms that come. Some of the storms that are more long-lasting than the physical storms are storms that come into relationships and destroy homes, families, destroy people's personal relationships with others. Physical storms that come. You know, as we all grow older, there's things that come with age. Even with young people, my daughter made a comment on the way up here. We saw some horrible car accidents on the way here this evening. And she made the comment, she said, we mentioned something about death. And she said, well, it doesn't seem like you have to be old anymore to die, because things happen to young and old alike. Physical problems, financial problems. There are storms that happen. And you know, whether we serve God or not tonight, there's going to be tough things that we go through.
Yeah, that's right.
There's going to be things that all of us go through because we are in this earth, and there are some consequences to being in the presence of sin, and storms come with life. Well, Jesus addressed storms, didn't He? If you will turn with me to the 7th chapter of Matthew, we'll begin reading with the 24th verse in the 7th chapter of Matthew. Jesus was speaking, He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Now, do you take note that Jesus didn't just tell a story here? He said, if you will listen to what I'm saying, and you will do them. See, it's one thing for us to hear tonight, and it's something different for us to follow through in obedience.
Amen.
Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended. And take note that Jesus did not say, if the rains descended. He said, and the rain descended. Storms are going to come. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall I liken him unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Storms tonight are a reality. There's going to be grief. There's going to be heartache. There's going to be temptations. There are going to be things that come that shake us and shake our abode. The storms will come, and they take a little different nature sometimes from person to person, family to family. But there is something that all of us are going to face, and that is the storm will come. And Jesus said, the wise man is the one that built his house on a rock. And when the tough times came, the house stood firm. Well, the foolish man is the one that built his house too. But he didn't found it upon a rock. One of the other gospels says that the wise man, he dug deep. He didn't just build it on the surface, but he dug deep. Because those homes that were built just on the ground, when the storm came, it was not connected to something solid. It wasn't founded, and so the houses fell down. When we were building our chapel last year, we were building our chapel in Billings, Missouri. And we had to put on every single rafter, we had to go around and put hurricane ties. Now, I learned a whole lot. I didn't know anything about hurricane ties until then. But it was by code. We had to have hurricane ties on every single truss, on every rafter. We had to put a metal clip and screw it in from the wall to what the roof was going to be. We had to go through, and we had to have anchors. Those of you that are in building, you know all these things, but I learned quite a bit. We had to put in big old anchors from that wall, from those walls down into the foundation. There were a couple places that we couldn't get those in. Like, it's not that big of a deal. We have them all around the structure. The inspector thought differently. The inspector came along and he looked at that and he made us move where the wall. We had to take out some of the studs and move the studs to get that wall so we could put another anchor down into the foundation. The reason was in hopes that when the storms come, that the wind, when it blows strong, that it won't blow the roof off the building. When it comes, that whole building will rest secure on the foundation. Do you know it took some work to get it there? It wasn't easy. There was some drilling down through concrete. It was some hard work, but there was a reason for it. It was so when the storm comes, it will stay strong and be founded. This tonight is the same way in our spiritual experience. We must get connected to the rock tonight. No matter how long you have been saved, and I trust all of you are saved tonight, but if not, you need to get connected to the rock tonight. And if we're not connected, or there are places in our life that maybe we've didn't get an anchor down very well, the Lord wants us to get connected tonight. Because it's those places that we kind of overlook or say, well, that's a little bit too difficult. It's not that big of a deal. Do you realize there have been many homes that have been destroyed? And I'm not as concerned about the physical homes. There have been a lot of spiritual homes, a lot of spiritual relationships that have been ruined because it's not that big of a deal. See, I've done this for the Lord, and I've done that for the Lord, and there's an area in one place in my life, and the Lord's saying, you need to put an anchor down. Because when the storm comes, that's the place of least resistance. That's the place that's going to start to move. And when it starts to gain some momentum, and starts to get moving, it's going to end up causing destruction right there. Spiritually tonight, what are we building our homes on? Spiritually speaking, are we listening to what the Word of God says, and are we getting connected to Christ tonight? There are so many people that are feeling hopeless tonight because of the storms. People feeling like there's no way out and there's no possibility of change for my life. But I thank God tonight there is possibility of change in Jesus Christ. Yeah. But we need to get anchored in Christ. That when the storm comes, and I think to my own life, the storms of difficulty and problems physically and financially and the temptations and things, issues with people. What kept me during those times where I was feeling so helpless was a connection with Jesus Christ. I remember one night I was up in the night and I could not sleep, and I was having a lot of struggles in my mind, and the world looked very dark. And the Lord spoke to me in the midst of the darkness, and He said, "You're my child." And you realize it was that connection that got me through a very difficult time of life, because it was like, I'm God's child. And it was that connection that enabled me to go through some very dark times emotionally and physically, knowing that my Lord was looking down and He was going to see me through the storm of life. He can do that for each and every one of us tonight, but it's up to us to be connected. Well, anchor yourself. I remember years ago, I was talking with Brother Bowman at the Pacoima meeting, and I said, "Brother Bowman," I said, "give me some counsel." I said, he had children that were older than mine, and they'd gone off to school, and I said, "Brother Bowman, give me some advice." I said, "What do you, as parents, what do you tell your children? What, give me?" And I still remember what he told me. He said, "Tell them to keep praying." Tell them to keep praying. And you know, that has resonated with me so many times, because prayer is our connection to God. If you want to find people that are falling short of where they ought to, if you want to find people that their home is very unstable, look at the prayer life. Do you realize that prayer is our connection tonight? Prayer is our connection with God. And if we can follow through and be diligent and faithful in seeking the face of God, it will get us through the tough times of life. But it's the time you begin to back off a little bit and not being quite as diligent. That's when the enemy comes in like a flood. When the floods come, I want to be stable. I want to be secure. So as the song says, pray on. Don't stop praying tonight, but get connected with the Lord through your personal prayer life, because it will see you through. Over in the 15th chapter of John, Jesus was speaking to His disciples, and He gave some counsel that most of us here tonight have probably heard. But I have been struck anew with the power of what Jesus was teaching. In John chapter 15, in the 4th verse, Jesus said, "Abide in me." Get connected. Stay connected. "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do what?" Nothing. Nothing. Without me you can do nothing. You know what that tells us tonight? It tells us that our works will come to naught unless we are connected to Jesus Christ. All of the good things that we can do, all of the good attributes and the good virtues that we do will not stand when the storm comes except we abide in Jesus Christ. I trust our desire is tonight to have more fruit. I want to bring forth abundant fruit. And what I'm finding happening among, and I'm not just going to say Christians, I ask them this at home. I say, I just want to preach to us as home folks. Can I do that here in Tulsa? I want to say, tell you somewhere we live. We say, well, we're the church of God and we've got all these fruits and this attributes. I want to tell you something. That means nothing unless you're connected to Christ. It means nothing unless we're connected to Christ tonight. But when we get connected to Christ, that's where the life comes from. That's what enables us to have some good works. That's what enables us to have love and joy and peace and long-suffering and meekness and gentleness and goodness and all those other good things. But too many times I'm seeing among God's people, we can put so much effort on, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to do better. I want to have more love. I want to show more joy, and I want to show more. I don't want to show it. I want to have it. I want to possess it. Amen. And the answer is not in gritting our teeth trying to do better. The answer is found in getting connected to the life source. Amen. If you want, you may have a struggle. I see addictions in our world today, and people try to break them. And I know there's things you have to do to try to break them. Don't misunderstand me. But I want to tell you what's going to work better than anything else.
All right.
Get connected with Jesus Christ. If you're struggling with something, and I know all of us, we all have personalities. We all have weaknesses. What is the answer? Well, I'm just going to try a little bit harder. Saints, I have a message for you tonight. Quit trying so hard. Quit trying. Don't take this out of context now. Quit trying so hard and draw closer to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the scripture says, there remaineth therefore what to the people of God? There's a rest. Why? Because we have ceased from our labors and we've entered into His rest. That means that we're getting connected to Christ. And the closer we get to Christ, when the storm comes, when the temptations come, when the trials come, we can be strong because we're connected to Him.
Yes.
You want to bear much fruit? Get connected to Christ.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I just want to get closer to You. Is not this where Peter fell the Lord when he followed afar off?
Yes.
He could have said the next time, okay, I'm going to try harder when someone asks me next time. Say, well, aren't you one of His? I'm going to try a little bit harder. Say, yeah, I am. That wasn't where the answer was. The problem was that Peter was following afar off. And that's why he denied the Lord. If he would have been walking closely with Jesus, do you know there would have been a source of strength that he could have drawn from Christ? And when he was questioned, he could have said, yes, I'm with Him. But it was when he lost his connection.
Right.
He lost his connection. Saints, we can keep coming to service, and we should. We can sing, and we can pray, and we can testify. Those are all good things. We can give, and we can go visit the sick, and we can do all of those things. But when the storms come, when the temptations come, what's the song say? I feel temptation sharp and keen. Do you know that all of those other things are not going to stand me in good stead unless I'm connected to Christ?
Yes.
And if you're battling with something tonight, if there's something that's like, Lord, I want to do better, here's the answer. Get connected to Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I want to get closer to You. I want to have more communion with You. And when you get closer to Jesus, yes, the temptations will still come. Yes, you're still going to look at yourself when you look in the mirror. You're going to still see self. But when you get closer to Christ, there is a power in the lifeblood of Jesus is flowing through us that enables us to overcome and be steady when the storms of life come.
Amen.
Abide in Me.
Yes.
So it's not just an act to do better, it's to be. Well, I'm trying to No, I want to be loving. I want to be pure. I want to be holy. How do I be that? By connecting to Christ. By anchoring my soul and my life in Him. Because without Christ, what do we have tonight? Without Christ, we don't have anything. Because without Me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, I will tell you what we would have tonight as a people. We would have a form of godliness. We would have a shell of religion. We would have rituals. We would have traditions. We would have rules, but there would be no life. And that is bondage.
Yes.
You know, that's where the unfortunate reality is. That sometimes people say, well, it's just a bunch of rules and regulations. All I can say is don't put that on everybody. I'm sorry that your experience is about rules and regulations, but if that's what it means to serve the Lord, you have missed the essence of what it means to serve God. When you get connected with Jesus Christ and His righteousness is flowing into our lives, it's that that brings joy. It's that that brings deliverance. It's that that brings the joy of serving God, because we're connected with Christ. And when someone says, why don't you do that? Well, my church teaches against it. Folks, that works when you are young. You know, with children, I remember going to school and people say, why do you do this and that? It's like, well, my parents won't let me. You know, that's the young response. Then you get a little bit older and, well, my church teaches against it. Is that still our answer tonight? That's not good enough. There's a song that says we do just what we want to. We go where'er we please, and that's what we're doing here today. Oh, the glory. It is a glorious experience when we get connected with God. So when people say, why do you do that? Because I'm connected with Jesus Christ. I could do something different, but I choose not to, because I found something better in the Lord. And when I start going that direction, I start losing the connection with the Lord. And so I back off of that thing. And someone says, oh, you're following a rule. No, it's not a rule. You can do it if you want to. No one's going to go home with a baseball bat and force us to live a holy life. But when we can get connected with Jesus, we don't want to do something else. Are we tempted to? Yes. Does the enemy try to still make the world look attractive sometimes? Yes. But I found a better way. And it's in being connected to Christ. And so in my weaknesses, I am finding that the answer so often when we struggle, I prayed with so many people that are struggling. I want to do better. I want to have victory. And I have to do this and that. And I know there's a place for discipline and self-discipline. There's a place for some things. But I want to know the answer tonight. Just get close to Jesus Christ. Stay connected with Him. And you will find that that starts resolving a lot of the issues that people have, because you're connected. Yeah. You're connected with the life giver. And I do not want to settle for just a form of godliness. We could tonight, we could take the vacuum cleaner and run around this chapel with a vacuum cleaner. And we could run around all evening and nothing's going to change unless we do something. Right. You got to plug it in. Right. You got to plug it in. You could say, well, things aren't changing. I wonder sometimes if that's not been... May I just say our problem? I just wonder sometimes if that's not some of our problem. Is we're running around trying to do, and people aren't connected with the power source. We need to get connected to the power source in Jesus Christ tonight, and it will transform things. You'll start seeing growth. You'll start seeing improvement. You'll start seeing that there's, you know, I'm bearing some fruit here. We're used to, I didn't. What was the change? What did you do? I got closer to the Lord. Yes. I reestablished communication. Yes. I drew closer to Him. We won't take the time to read it tonight, but over in Matthew in the 17th chapter on the Mount of Transfiguration, a few of the disciples there, they saw Elias and Moses with Jesus. And remember, they saw them as like, let's build them a tabernacle. Yeah. Let's build all three of them a tabernacle. And then God spoke out of heaven. And He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well. He said, hear ye Him. This is my Son, hear ye Him. In other words, I don't want you to focus on Moses now. And I don't want you to focus on Elias. I want you to listen to Me. I want you to listen to My Son, Jesus Christ. And it said they had fallen down. They lifted up their eyes, and it says they saw no man save Jesus only. Do you know, we can pursue connections with people. And I appreciate family. And I love the fellowship of the saints. I love the fellowship of God's people. But do you know that lasting victory and lasting spiritual growth only comes when we can lift up our eyes and see Jesus only? Because people can disappoint us. People can let us down sometimes. But when we can be lifting up our eyes and saying, Lord, I want to see You. And that's what helps us navigate through the storms of life. It'll work. It'll work. And who are we building a tabernacle to? Well, I build a tabernacle because my mom and dad's teaching, and Brother Lowe's teaching, and then Brother Kevin's teaching, and I'm building my life based on their teaching. Do you know, take that teaching and measure it to the Word of God. But when we build our tabernacle, it's not a tabernacle to man. It's not a tabernacle to a group of people. It's a tabernacle to the Lord and His truth. And you will find that that will cause you to be stable like nothing else will during the storms when they come. And you know, that's where fellowship is wonderful. Sometimes we wonder, how can we be closer as brethren in the Lord? You know, true fellowship among God's people, true fellowship comes not in going in a back room and hashing things out. You know, P.I. had a brother ask me one time, it's like, well, what do we need to do for this and that? I thought, you know, they can go back in the room and they can get out all their differences and their rules and regulations and compromises, and they can try to work out something. What do we need to do? Do you know that's not where true fellowship comes from? True fellowship comes from getting connected with Christ. And then we find unity with our brothers and sisters in the Lord around the cross of Christ, because we're connected to the same vine. And that's how we can come from different places and different parts of the world, in different parts of the country, and we can come together and be in unity and oneness. Why? Because we're connected to Christ. Same Spirit, same love, same truth. He said, where are you building your tabernacle, Christ? Amen. Christ. Amen. Do you realize that's where the power is tonight? So there are hindrances that come in connections with people. A lot of times in speaking with people across the land, across the world, sometimes we'll be talking, it's like, I'm going to have to hang up. We have a bad connection. We need to redial. We need to reset some things. Let's start over. And you call back and it's clear, good conversation, and you can understand one another. How's your relationship with the Lord tonight? Is that a fair question? How are we doing? How's our connection with the Lord? And again, laying aside all these other things, how's your connection with Jesus Christ? Relationships are built on connection, aren't they?
Yes.
Talking with someone this week, and kind of in a sad way, we're talking about some family members and others that one time you're really close to. I haven't really seen them for a long time, don't hear from them anymore. They kind of went different directions and they lost connection. You know, life has a way of doing that sometimes. People have different desires. They make different choices, different decisions in life. Distance has a way of separating connection sometimes. What about with God? You know, there are cares of life that we all have to deal with. Jesus said, be really careful. Be really careful. Because we can get so caught up with the cares of life that it will be a snare to us. Yes. What's the snare? The snare is that we can get so caught up with even the lawful cares of life that we begin to lose the connection with Christ Himself. And I have found, as I'm sure many of you have, that even in the work of God, I've had to stop sometime and say, Lord, you'd be so busy doing the work of God, Brother Kevin, I hope you understand what I'm saying. You can be so busy that I feel like I'm losing some connection here. And you know what? When we start losing connection, we start losing power. We start losing peace. We start losing the joy. And so the answer is, Lord, I want to get reconnected. Lord, I come back and just, I want to communicate, and I want to open up my heart. And part of what brings connection is being vulnerable. Brother Lowe may not remember this, but I remember years ago at a meeting in Fresno, I was going through a difficult time, and I remember Brother Lowe prayed with me between services one afternoon. We prayed together at the altar. And do you know, in that vulnerability, it caused a warmth in my heart. Whenever Brother Lowe's name is mentioned, I remember that time. I remember when Brother Lowe prayed for me. Do you realize tonight that with God, if you start losing connection, part of the way of renewing that is opening up your heart and becoming vulnerable. Amen. He won't betray your vulnerability tonight because He knows where we're at, and He can come in and He begins to minister and strengthen us as we get reconnected to the Lord. The disciples were ignorant and unlearned. But people that looked at them, it said they took knowledge of them that they had been where? To which seminary was it? They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That was the difference. And that's the difference that the Lord wants in our lives tonight. It's not about all these other things just follow after, but it's that people could look on and see there's a difference. Why is it? I can see you're connected with Christ. That's where the love comes from. That's where the power comes from. That's what your life, that's what's motivating your choices in life, is because you've been with Jesus and there's a connection there. So I'd like us to conclude this evening in Mark in the 5th chapter with a very familiar passage of a woman that found herself in trouble. Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 25. It said, "A certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse." See, this woman was in a storm and she was struggling and she was trying to find the answers and she was trying to find stability. She was trying to find healing. She was trying to find help. And she looked a lot of different places, but things didn't get better. But it said, "But then she heard of Jesus." When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press. In other words, there took some effort to get there. But she went through the press behind and she touched His garment. For she said, "If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole." She was in pursuit of connection. If I can just reach out and just, if I can make that connection, it's going to make a difference. And when she did that, immediately she was made whole. Tonight, this is the solution and the answer for the sinner tonight. You need to get connected to Christ. I know coming into many towns, it says, join the church of your choice. The answer's not there. The answer is going to be found in getting connected with Jesus Christ. For the saints tonight, that in your weakness, in your struggles, may I encourage you, prefaced with this message, to quit trying so hard and get connected to Christ. I'm going to try, it'll wear you out. I'm trying and trying and trying and failing and trying and failing and nothing's changing. Get connected to Jesus Christ. Become vulnerable to Him. Open up your heart to Him and communicate. And that's what it means when He said, pray without what? Ceasing. Without ceasing. He was saying, keep the connection. And then when the difficulties come, there's going to be a flow of power because of the connection with Jesus Christ. The Lord is here with us tonight. He's here to minister to every need we have if we will but get connected to Jesus. Amen.